My next guest, Laura Jean, has arrived. And look, I've got to say, the music industry is a pretty unforgiving beast. You see a lot of people trying to break in, break out, stick to it, get in where they need to be. So anyone that can release albums, tour, and survive for over 10 years has probably been doing the damn right thing. And with two EPs, four albums under her belt, you're celebrating 10 years of music. Good morning, Laura Jean.
Good morning, Nick.
Thank you very much for joining me. Now, you're on the Our Swan Song Tour, a decade since your first album.
That's right.
I understand you're playing Newtown Social Club tonight, I think?
That's right.
Well, thank you for coming in a bit early and chatting to us before
such a
late night. Now, look, Our Swan Song, of course, a very ironic title for a first album and still the title of the tour. It is still an irony. I hope you're not saying goodbye to us sneakily or anything like that,
no.
Are you?
No, it's actually... It feels like I've been married to songwriting for at least 10 years, well, 20 years really, but releasing albums for 10 years. And it's almost, to me, this tour is like, it's like a recommitment ceremony or something. Like, it's like I'm renewing my vows, because with that, I've had to question a lot. And you're always questioning, when you're releasing albums, you're always questioning why you do it, because it does take a lot of energy.
Mm.
But it's a mysterious thing. It just keeps coming. The people that are meant to be doing it, they just keep doing it. This is how it goes.
It's
you
in
just
the
have
blood.
To do it. Yeah.
Now, look, the re-release of Our Swan Song, was it... Do you go back and listen to that and think how much you've changed in a decade? Or is it sort of more of a, you know, I nailed it first time, I'm happy to keep doing this?
I think you hear that you've always been the same and you've always been writing about the same things. And then you also hear that the main thing that changes over the years is confidence and clarity. So as you get older, your songwriting becomes more clear and you say your words better and you want to be understood more and you're less afraid of being exposed. So that makes your songwriting more concise and it makes your albums more concise as well. But really... Yeah, my songwriting ability's been there from the start. I've just gotten more clear as I got older.
Now, I heard, talking of clarity, I heard that you had to escape the city for a little while and get out of town to help with some writing.
Yeah, I did that in 2009. I wrote my third album out there in Dalesford, in country
Victoria.
Absolutely
lovely.
It's good. Yeah, it's a bit of a tourist town, but we're a bit out and... Yeah, that was good. I grew up in Gosford, actually, so I'm used to being not in a city, and it was great. We ended up having to move back to Melbourne to get more skills so I could get a job again, because, that's what happens. I needed to go back to school for a bit, but yeah, it was really good to be out there.
And it actually really helped that sort of process?
I think with songwriting, you have to change, you have to keep surprising yourself. You have to change the instrument you write on, or you have to change where you are, or you have to give yourself a challenge. It helps keep your songwriting interesting so you can keep doing it.
Well, speaking of keeping doing it, what's happening with 2017? Have we got album number 5 on the way?
Yeah, I got funding to do another album
from
Creative Victoria, thank God. And it's a pop album. I've written it on a little synth, yeah.
I heard that you had some, what was the quote, raw pop tunes coming
our
way.
Yeah, that's what I said about it myself. I just made that up. They are. They're songs about adolescence and a coastal adolescence, you know, and then how my coastal adolescence interacts with my Melbourne adulthood.
They are two very different places to be at very different times in your life.
Exactly.
So raw pop tunes is how we're going to do that.
That's right.
on a synth as well is an interesting change of pace.
Yeah, a really crappy one from like 99 or something.
Oh, fantastic. That's
why the songs that came out were about my adolescence, because it's the same keyboard I had when I was 15.
Yeah. The same keyboard you had
pretty
when
much,
you were 15?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
How's an hour any different to a year? In this moment sitting here, I decided not to go along. I came back here, I wrote this song. I stood at the side of our road, walked, I passed stairs and looked out our window, and I felt lonely in our heart. And on this song I made a start in the chorus line. Usually writes itself, and I don't mind being here by myself. I don't mind now. We've got no chair in our room. My sister always laughs when she comes down about how poor she thinks we are. Well, I just sit on the floor to play my guitar. Let's live alone together again. Let's never joke about just being friends. I think I'd last about an hour before asking you to be my lover. Usually writes itself, and I don't mind being here by myself. I don't mind now, but it's funny how when
Wow. Thank you so very much. That was absolutely beautiful. Now, you are playing, as we said, at Newtown Social Club tonight. I think you've got Georgia Mulligan and Nadia Reid with you.
Nadia Reid from New Zealand, and I have a string quartet from Melbourne and a drummer.
A string quartet and a drummer.
Playing, yeah, it's going to be marvellous.
That is going to be marvellous. All right, get yourself down there, and a very big thank you for coming in
Thanks,
and for
Nick.
Such a gorgeous track.
Thank you, Nick.